Welcome to WFUV's Take 5, interviews and performances from our New York studios. Learn more about us at WFUV.org.
Support for this public radio podcast comes from Bose. Bose sound in a portable iPod speaker system. Learn more about the SoundDock portable music system at Bose.com.
How much useless information is stored in my head? How many Bob Dylan songs? How many Eminem lyrics? Like, what have I got up there? You know what I mean? Let alone all my own songs.
After 15 years of making records, Ben Lee's brain shows no sign of reaching capacity. But he's put it to the test, narrowing 70 songs down to 12 for his new album, Ripe. This is Take 5 from WFUV. Hi, Rita Houston here. A lot of people caught Ben Lee's disease, the song that is, with the 2005 album Awake is the New Sleep and a 2-year tour that followed. So he decided to keep the momentum going, moving right from the stage into the studio. That's a typical pace for the Australian songwriter who's been cranking out pop tunes since age 14. And even with the brand new album Ripe, has 3 more projects in the works. But Ben did slow down enough for an interview with FUV's Alisa Ali, and she asked him how the music and the biz has changed for him over the years.
In the beginning, it really was just an outlet for me. I mean, in the very beginning, you don't even know if there's an audience. It's really just you're hoping you could tell a girl you like them by writing a song about her or something like that, or do shows that you could get your friends into and stuff. You know, as my career's gone on, it's become much more of me looking at it as a service that I provide that hopefully enlightens people in their lives in some way and makes them happy. So I suppose without that becoming a pressure, that does become part of the day-to-day reality of that there are people out there that like what I do, and I want to give them the best experience possible. But at the same time, as a leader, which every artist is, you can't pander to your audience. You've got to take them on an adventure that they wouldn't expect. So that's part of the fun of it.
But I suppose you're still writing songs to get girls anyway.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. You know, that never goes away.
I'm writing pop songs, done it for so long. Sometimes I dream about a chorus that's so clever it's dumb. And now they're telling me the music industry, you can stay if you behave, be a good boy, go to sleep. But I refuse to go numb, I refuse to go numb, I refuse to go numb. So let the music come, let the music come, let the music come.
Music industry's telling you to behave?
Yeah, well, you know, it's sort of like once you've been doing it for a while, they stop fighting you a little bit. They're like, okay, this guy's here to stay. But there are rules, you know. There are sort of unspoken agreements. And I think part of me, like even though I play pop music, I play on acoustic guitars and that, I've got like that punk rock DNA, you know, which just wants to disrupt things and subvert them a little bit. So for me, it's just that sort of thing. I don't think I'll ever be the kind of artist that is going to do things exactly the way you should do them. And that's part of, I don't know, I think that's a reason to celebrate.
This is the first day of the future. And all I want is you. I wear a pair of socks you left here. But I know, I know, I know nobody could ever fit shoes. I can see so clearly when your smoke gets in my eyes. Please me with your promises and hurt me with your lies. Baby, can you hear the message I am sending? Love me like the water.
Love Me Like the World is Ending by Ben Lee, performed live at WFUV. Hear the complete studio session and more in our archives at WFUV.org.